Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, good evening, and welcome.
Hello.
It's time for us to have a lovely time. We timed the time it took to get to the venue. It took less time than we thought that it might do. Ben thought we were in the Yemen today. Mark thought Rome, but we're still just in London, cause we're in the Taskmaster's home. Yes, we're in the Taskmaster house again.
It's the Porn Section Podcast.
It's the Porn Section Podcast.
It's the Porn Section Podcast.
Pop it up.
Porn Section Podcast.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Not my favourite. That's right. Hello, and what are you doing today? We're doing the Horn Section Podcast because it's fun and we want it to do it. Pardon? So please keep supporting us on Patreon. Thank you, bye. And hello to all the band. That's right, they're all here. So we're going to kick things off with three caveat songs. Long-time listeners will know what these are. Caveat songs are when a lyricist writes a line in a song, then changes their mind, so writes another line that changes the meaning of the song completely. So these have been suggested by listeners. We're going to try to do them justice. I'm going to sing them, and I've been having singing lessons, so here we go.
Have you, Alex?
Pardon?
Have you?
I expect so. This first one is by David... How do you pronounce it?
Bowie.
Okay.
Bowie.
Okay, here we go.
I will be king.
Okay, I don't know.
And you will be queen. Though nothing will drive them away. We can beat them just for one day. We can be heroes.
Stop. Just for one day. So Bowie there. Promising a lot of things. He'll be king, you'll be queen. Nothing can stop you, but it is just for 24 hours. It's important to remember. He does say it twice, so it's definitely just for one day. Okay, next one is by Fleetwood Mac. I think I know the tune for this, but I can't imagine it'll be better than the last one. Here we go.
One, two.
Don't stop thinking about tomorrow.
If it takes just a little while, right? It's very important to know that. All he wants is to see you smile, but only if it takes a short amount of time. Mac is a busy man. Busy man. And the final one is by Percy Sledge. And this is the first big ifs of all the caveats we've ever had. It's a big if caveat. Here we go.
When a man loves a woman.
Fuck it.
When a man.
Have you been having singing lessons with Alex?
I thought it was pretty good.
I think you should do exactly the same again.
I'm going to do my best. I always do.
Here it comes.
Commitment.
One, two, three.
When a man, woman, spend his very last time trying to hold on to what he needs.
I've got it.
He'd give up.
If she said that's the way it ought to be. It's quite
big
a big if. Yeah. Percy's saying there that a man would give up everything and sleep in the rain if, it's a big if, his girlfriend said that's the way it ought to be. I think very unlikely a girlfriend would say that, so playing it safe. Okay, talking of
Girlfriends?
I don't know. People? Rain? One person, special guest audience has arrived.
Hey.
Oh, look, it's Al Murray! Al Murray! Welcome.
Lesson one, right?
Pardon?
Singing lesson one. You've had one lesson.
Oh, you weren't here for that.
You said singing lessons.
Could you hear us on your way here? Could you?
I was listening to the podcast even before it aired.
Yes,
you
said
good evening
lesson
at the start, and that's the beauty of podcasts, is they're not time tethered.
Well, or morning or afternoon.
Whenever.
Or
hi.
Good day.
Hi. Good day.
Hi. Hi, everyone. Apart from that, how are you?
I'm very well. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I need your number for your singing teacher.
When a man!
That's quite good.
There we are.
So when there's no music,
yeah,
it's fine.
I think this show is better when there's no music. So, Al, you've met the band before. We're going to go through them again. Al, this is Joe on trumpet.
Hello, Al.
Mm. Hi, Joe.
It's Mark on sax.
Hi, Mark.
Willip on bass.
Hello.
Willip.
The pianist over there.
Of course.
And Ben on drums.
Ben on drums.
Yeah, I've saved him to last, because on your Wikipedia entry last week, Al, it said briefly that you're a semi-professional drummer.
No.
And that's gone now, but it was up there for a week.
I wonder who took that down.
Yeah, I don't know. I all put it up.
Drummers. Drummers will have taken it down.
But you have been playing drums for...
Yeah, an awfully long time. Mm. And I'm enthusiastic. I don't know how good I am, but I have a go.
Yeah, well, that's like me with the singing, I suppose.
No, it's...
No?
No.
He's
definitely better.
Semi-professional singer. How often do you play the drums?
Every day.
Every day? I was going to ask you how many kits do you have, but how many drum businesses do you have?
Well, I have one drum business, okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Making drums in a factory in Stockport.
And it's all British...
It's called the British Drum Company,
that's
yes, because
right.
We thought we'd do something totally Brexit.
Yeah.
We were anticipating not being told what to do by a kraut.
So that's a topical
that's
joke
a current,
for today.
It's a, yeah, it's a topical joke for today's political discourse.
This will go out in 3 weeks' time, so do Google what that reference is and don't presume.
Yeah, so, we have a factory and there were two of us 4 years ago and there's 20 people working there now and apprentices and everything. It's amazing.
Well, listen, Al, to me now. We always sing a song about our guests.
Wonderful.
And today I've based it on a Bobby McFerrin song. You can join in, Al. Do you know
there was a rumour for ages that he died? In the late 80s, there was... You know when you get those rumours about pop stars that they've died? You know that thing?
Like Paul
originally from the... the Paul McCartney thing. For a long while. And the thing is, it was before the internet, so there was no way of checking if he was alive or dead.
He had to wait till the internet was invented.
Basically.
To have it disproved.
Thank God for Tim Berners-Lee.
Yeah. Well,
we did that with Joe once.
Yeah. We spread it. Can we talk about
that? I died.
No, they didn't. We had a Christmas dinner 8 years ago and we told him that
Sally Gunnell died.
Yeah, and for about...
When he went to the toilet or something.
40 minutes, he thought Sally Gunnell had died, but it didn't.
It was about two years
later.
Oh, yeah.
We were all happy to be together and Sally Gunnell's name was mentioned. Joe said, didn't she die? It was like 2 years later.
It was.
Yeah.
She should be our next podcast guest.
Yeah. Well, listen...
No, she's dead, isn't she?
As far as I'm aware.
We're going to sing Don't Worry, Be Happy, but we've changed the lyrics... So instead of Don't Worry, it says Al Murray and then some other people that rhyme with Murray. And then instead of Happy, there's other famous people or nicknames and you've got to try to jump in with what you think the second thing is. So it's Al Murray and something.
Okay.
A one, two, three, four. Do, 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 do.
Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
Here's a little song I've written. You've got to guess the names of the people I've hidden. They rhyme with worry. Al Murray. No, I'm happy.
Yeah. Right.
You're the pub landlord and you're nice underneath. I'm a little man who's got very bad teeth. Al Murray and
Dappy?
Gappy.
Gappy.
That is what my mum used to call me.
All right.
He's a tennis player, but he always has a double. The other one's in N-dubs, and he always gets in trouble.
Andy Murray.
Jamie Murray.
Jamie, oh. Yeah. He's doubles as well. And Dappy.
Dappy that time. Five more. He's a cool actor and he likes to bust ghosts. She was in Taskmaster, but she wasn't one of the hosts.
Bill Murray.
Yeah.
And Shappy.
Jess Nappin.
Oh, I thought it was Jess Nappin. I didn't know.
Well, Shappy might come up. He's from Northern Ireland and he does radio. She was in The Jungle. She's a comedian. Colin
Murray. And... Kusandi Shappy.
And Kusandi Shappy. There are now three more. She can run a long way. She's a wonderful Scot. He's a friend of Scooby and he's also a dog.
Sally Garnall.
Yvonne Murray.
And Scrappy.
Scrappy!
Scrappy dude.
Now they get harder now.
At least good dog.
She's Andy and Jamie's mum, so she's probably minted. They're the ones you go to when you want something printed.
Judy Murray. Pronto printed.
And Snappy.
Snappy snaps.
Yeah.
Sorry, okay. Wasn't bothering
he
with
he commentates
rhyme.
On Formula One and he's been to Yeovil. The other one's in Rainbow and his head is an oval.
Walker Murray.
Yeah. And Zippy.
Zippy.
Zippy. And
Zippy?
That's the end of that. That's the
Zippy?
End. Zippy. Yeah. Really? The other one's in Rainbow and his head is an oval. Pretty pleased with that. Oh. I've never met Mark Phippen, but I think I know his type. He's tall or short, and he has got or hasn't got a bike. He's been to France or Spain or Prague or Amsterdam. He's Marky Phippen, and he doesn't give a damn. Oh, we've just received a question from a listener. They've written in to say, is this...
Did you get that this evening?
Yeah, I got this this evening.
Okay.
They've written to say, is this the potato episode? And the answer is no, this isn't the potato episode, but it is shaping up nicely.
Yeah, so we're sorry for the delay. Away, aren't we?
Okay, Al, I've got some questions for you now from the band. They've all written their own personal questions for you. So they're going to ask you them one by one. Would you like some sort of musical bed underneath the questions?
Yes.
What sort of thing do you want?
I would really like some sort of Bulgarian 9/8 folk dance type thing.
Yeah, yeah, I thought that.
Yeah.
A bit of waltz now, please. Okay. Who would you like to ask you the first question now?
Joe.
Yeah. What's your question, Joe?
Al, my mum says you're exactly her type. Are you into things like cooking and gardening and hunting?
I like cooking. I don't like gardening.
Hunting?
Hunting? I'll give hunting a go.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll pass that on.
Thank you.
Next question, please. Next question.
Aggressive sound over there.
It's a horrible noise.
I wanted something a nice waltz. Didn't I ask for a nice waltz?
This is what you've got.
I feel like we're in communist China.
Happy anniversary, communist China, by the way.
Yeah, at last. Right, Ben, do you want to ask him your question?
Yeah, look at me, my question now. Do you think you can run faster than a goat? And what's your general exercise routine, mate?
I can run faster than a goat, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Big talk.
And my exercise routine is racing goats.
Okay.
Very nice.
So he knows from experience. Who do you want to ask the next question?
Bass.
Bass.
William. Watch out, Al Murray, big fan. What's the strangest place you've ever dropped something, e.g. your phone in a volcano?
Strangest place I've ever dropped something?
Oh, good question.
E.g. your phone in a volcano.
I've not dropped my phone in a volcano, so I'm going to have to gradually
work back.
Increment
from
away from that.
Yeah, so is it the thing first and then where you've dropped it?
I think, I've dropped one, so to speak.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Where did you do that?
I once farted really badly in number 10 Downing Street.
Yeah, that counts. Okay.
We have a winner.
And then you're like having to sort of style it out.
Well, by wafting or by walking away?
By assuming David Cameron was going to take the blame.
We've all done it.
But he never did, he? That's the one thing he can't do. Hey, bit of satire book there for you.
Two questions left. The
Keys.
Pianist.
Keys.
Keys. Mr. Keys.
Well, hey! Hi, Al.
Hi.
It's great to meet you. What time do you wake up every morning?
What
time do you wake up every morning? And how long do you stay in bed before getting out of bed? And what do you wear in bed?
Three questions.
I wear a variety. Well, we'll work backwards. I wear a variety of things.
Oh yeah, what sort of thing?
Well, normally just a t-shirt.
Oh,
I'll nothing leave the rest to your imagination.
Okay. How long's the t-shirt? Just checking.
It's a normal t-shirt.
It's not long enough.
Not an extra long t-shirt. If you see what I mean by that.
Cheeky t-shirt.
And then maybe tracksuit bottoms.
Oh, but I
do have pajamas for when it's cold. An actual like proper.
Yeah. Cut, a little button,
you know,
like a little business
pajamas
suit.
With buttons and yeah.
And a pocket.
Stripes and pockets.
Yeah, I love a pocket and a pajama.
And I wake up at 6:57 and get up at 7:15.
Oh, yeah.
7:14.
That's pretty good.
Why 6:59?
Because the alarm's going to go off at 7.
So you're just ready.
I've got that thing where I wake up before the alarm, but I think a lot of people have.
Yeah.
Anticipatory, yeah.
My mum's got that. Last question, Mark.
Good afternoon, Mr. Murray.
Oh, it's the afternoon now.
Yeah.
How many pans have you got?
Panzers?
No, how many pans have you got?
Great question, Mark. Really good question.
Well, I'll answer it. The creuset.
Yeah.
A set of four.
Oh, yeah.
Then the white creuset, that's six.
That's a lot of pans.
Then I have a wok count.
Yeah.
Two woks. Three frying pans. Two of the copper pans I stole from Mel's kitchen. So it's 15.
Great questions, guys.
No, awesome questions.
Yeah, really good questions today.
I feel like I know myself better as a result of that.
I mean, do you feel like that's a lot of pans for one man?
Yeah, I was about to say.
I
accumulate pans and I don't throw them out.
I had a clear out of my pans recently.
You go to the tip or did you take the charity shop?
Tip.
Yeah.
I would have had that.
I need a pan.
Five.
There we go.
There's burnt some apple. I need a pan.
Greta Thunberg right now. You're on her shit list.
I also...
He threw away pans.
I took away...
Is that an accent?
Yeah, I think so. I took away my iPad in my old sax case.
What?
You chucked it away?
No!
I left it in left it in my saxophone case.
Oh, you would,
I had to go back and get the guy to get into the skit.
No! Yeah. Really? With a giant rubbish mashing jaws coming towards you. Was it like...
It wasn't like Toy Story 3.
Right.
Where's your iPad currently, Joe Auckland?
Knock Airport.
What?
We're quite a stupid band.
Hey, speak for yourself.
Wait, how did you do that?
I left it in Knock Airport.
Well, obviously.
Yes. Lindsay G. You mean so much to all the band and me. It's your love of guinea pigs and the fact you go to gigs that fills the band and me with so much glee, Mrs. G. You play flute recorder and, of course, guitar. You like alpacas and you once smoked a cigar. So sorry this is unrehearsed, but when we get to March the 1st, a special day for Mrs. G. When Mrs. G become 50, we'll all come round bearing booze and caviar. There we are. Stop. The beer today has been provided by Otter's Beers Tears, so thank you to them. Are we all enjoying them?
Otter's Tears, yes. I've had a delicious one just then.
Mm.
Something to do with cats.
Al, you're drinking a beer there.
Yeah, I am. It's very nice. Very it was one in a black can.
Yeah. My one's called Cloud Water. Okay.
Yeah, that doesn't... Cloud Water, rain.
But it's a lovely beer and we're
information
very
grateful.
Okay, well, look, we had
the only thing we've ever got free, so let's not...
We had a happy story from Joe, but now I've got a sad story. So can I have some moody, sultry Scottish music, please? Exactly 1 month ago, I visited a biscuit factory with my children. My children are interested in biscuits, so on a Saturday morning, I drove all the children to Glasgow, one by one. I have a small car. I can only fit one in at a time. Also, they can't be left alone without sustenance, so I took the oldest first with some crisps. Then when I got... there, I left him there with the crisps, and then I went home to get the youngest and a crisp packet opener, and I took him to Glasgow, left him there with the crisps and the crisp packet opener, and I brought the oldest one back. Then I took up the middle one and a hose to clean the youngest one from all the crisps. Then I put the crisp packet in the car and went back to get the oldest, and he licked the packet. On the Sunday, we all went to the biscuit factory at Toll Cross, where they make hobnobs. Now, hobnobs are made from oats. So why are they called hobnobs? Well, I didn't know this until the tour guide at the factory at Toll Cross told us that the hobs in hobnobs stands, it's short for hobbits. I don't know if you knew this, from the movie The Hobbits. And in the factory, there are maybe 1,500 or a million hobbits all on conveyor belts on their way to becoming hobnobs. And the knobs in hobnobs, and this is very interesting, and again, I didn't know this until the tour guide told me, but what we learned was that the knobs in hobnobs are actually knobs, not like penises. So hobnobs are actually hobbit knobs. And the children and I watched on the Sunday afternoon as the knobs were sliced from the hobbits and put into packets and sealed, and just a tiny amount of glue was put on the end, and then the packets are rolled into lorries and carried around the world. But on the way out of the factory, we were led down this long corridor, my children and I, this very long corridor, by an old Scottish lady who kept opening hundreds of doors as we walked down the corridor. Hundreds of doors. And as we went along, my eldest son, Tony, sang this song. Amazing. Thank you. Cracking. Lovely. Cheers. Awesome. Ta. Thank you very much. Thanks a million. Thanks a lot. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. Cheers. Our respect. My sincere gratitude. Hallelujah. Lord, Lord, you've set me free. Wonderful. Super. She's still opening the doors. Fab. Fantastic. Great. Best wishes. Warm regards. Ah, oh, you're the best. Ah, you won. You rock. Oh, bless you. I fully recognise your efforts. Oh, praise be. You have my gratitude. Oh, you're a lifesaver. I'm much obliged. I will never forget what you've done. Because there's all the doors, so she kept opening the doors and Tony had to respond every time. Oh, we've had a bit more...
Well, no, but that's good. And manners is a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. No,
nothing more
well.
Frustrating is there when you hold the door open and
no.
say it W.H. Smith's and you end up stood there...
Nothing.
...parade of people go through and no one says thank
no
you.
No one says thank you, yeah.
And you're like a sap.
Yeah. Thank
exactly.
You.
Thank you. Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the sarcastic responses, isn't it? As much as anything else.
Hey, Al.
Don't mind me. No, it's fine. Totally happy to do this. No, I'm here, by the way. Dad, don't worry about it. You go on in.
Willip spent about a month writing the lyrics to his one. You've just written it just on the spot. It's a difference, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, no, it's his idea. I've just, like, made it better.
Yeah.
And for that, I thank you.
We've just had some more...
My pleasure.
Some listeners have just been in touch.
this is amazing. It hasn't gone out and they're in touch.
They're really... Well, this one, they actually have been in touch, but not just...
Yeah, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, yeah. Hello, everyone. This is the Horn Section Podcast. How's it funded? There's loads of you and you've got to record all those tracks and edit it and all that. Wow, it can't be easy. It's not. And that's why we have a Patreon page. If you want to support the podcast, we'll play you a personal jingle in return. It's fun, it works, everyone's happy. The only slight problem is that we had quite a few people asking for dingles at the end of the last season, so we had a bit of a backlog. That's why there were quite a few at the end of some of the episodes. I don't mind it. I like them. I prefer a lot of them to the rest of the show. Ha ha! Anyway, here's the current deal. It's a system where you donate money on a monthly basis, but you can stop your donation at any point. For $5, we'll mention your name in a silly song. Or for $50, we'll record you a short, personalised jingle. It's $100 for a birthday or anniversary jingle. That's the most popular one. Then it's $500 for a full-on big personalised song or ad or stuff like that. It sounds ridiculous, but you can do what you want with your song after that. It's bargain time. Goodbye. Patreon.com. Look us up. Have you met Henry Hoover before?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed, at the broadcast.
Oh yeah.
Digital Media Awards, not the actual broadcast.
No, the broadcast
awards.
Digital.
We're kept entirely at arm's length from that.
Congratulations on your win.
Yeah. I took it well.
You did. You swore at everyone.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
With your fingers and your mouth.
Yeah. Well, because. Oh, let's not get into it. Fucking television. Anyway,
well,
sorry.
Henry Hoover's
cursed.
Henry Hoover's a friend of the show, and he's written a song to help tell the difference between coots and moorhens. We have performed this on the podcast.
Coots the bank?
No, but that is potentially another better joke.
I know you chaps are doing well, but the idea that coots the bank is on your mind is most delightful.
Now, we will return to banks later on in the show, actually, but coots and moorhens, the difference between. Joe, do you mind? I know.
Is that like... They're those like little blackbirds with a white head, aren't they?
Well,
and a yellow beak. There's a cormorant. There's the difference between a cormorant and a shag as well.
Yeah, yeah, but we haven't got that covered. We've got the coots and moorhens.
Oh, God,
covered.
I want to know this because I have a toddler and she goes to the pond and is going, yeah. Ducks, quack, 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 right? And I go, no, it's a moorhen.
Yeah, well, now you'll find out if you've been telling the truth. Joe, would you mind singing on Henry's behalf today?
I'll do my best.
Okay.
Beak on the front of it. some more hen.
Yeah?
So now, is there more?
Well, yeah, there is more because...
brilliant.
At Justana 15764539 and at RobJFH have sent in some more verses. So you've got to see if you can guess what these ones are.
Okay.
So it's the same style as that more hen.
I get it.
Okay. Sure. Here we go.
One more time.
There are six of these.
Hang on. Who's singing these?
Oh, would you like Joe to sing it?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, yeah. I'll pass them over.
Honestly, once bitten.
That's a joke. Can I give you that?
I mean, he may not have had lessons, but he's like across it, isn't he?
None taken. Right, off we go.
None offered.
So there's no transaction at all there.
If his swimming is great and it's soul 88, that's a Morehouse.
Well, no, you didn't give Al much time there to guess. Yeah. Oh,
I was thinking, is he going to be guessing
this? It's a Morehouse.
Yeah, so Adrian Morehouse.
Very good, yes. Yeah, yeah. So can you give us his first name?
Adrian.
Yeah, correct.
Only because Alex just said it.
So you
didn't
leave
give him a lot
guess.
Of time to guess
leave
Adrian.
A guess after okay. That's
would help.
If it's not crystalline or just hard to define, that's
amorphous.
Correct.
Whoa. Very nice.
If you cease to exist during the Cretaceous, that's a...
During the what?
Cretaceous. Yeah, sorry.
That's,
It's more of an this one.
Well, it's a tragedy.
It's not what I've got, but it's good. Yeah, that's ammonite.
Oh right, okay.
That's ammonite.
This one's more successful, I think.
If it has scaleless skin and no pectoral fin, that's a
Phibian.
Moray eel.
That's a moray.
That's probably
the best of the lot.
That's better than us.
Closer to the
sadly.
Effect.
Yeah, it was the same.
What they've done is taken your idea and made it better.
Yeah.
It's twice now. Okay. Well, at least twice.
You're genuinely thankful.
So this is the last one now. Last one. Good luck.
Okay.
If your compass has gone for what's right or what's wrong, that's a...
A. That's a...
A... Oh, and a navigational.
So it is a moor. You've got a moor in this as well. That's a.
A more or less. Terrible situation to find yourself in. A moor.
Oh, a moor. It's an adjective, this one.
A mortician. No, that's another one someone could use later. I'm gone.
Amoral.
Amoral.
Yeah.
I was thinking if your compass has gone, I was on a boat somewhere.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, there is a bonus one. You want to pose one? I think this is just about gettable.
If it's full of great guys who repair people's eyes, that's a...
A Moorfields Hospital.
Yeah! Oh, hey, Moorfields.
That's a Moorfields.
That's going to run and run, that one.
So I've just had a text from my wife saying the doorbell isn't working.
I have been to Finland, and I have met the Queen. But Tom Rice is now 40, and he's the greatest sight I've seen. I've seen bridges and tombs and Labradors, but Tom Rice is better than all that stuff, because Tom Rice likes cricket and Blackburn Rovers, and Tom Rice is incredibly tough. Lottie and Ernest know their dad is tough. He can open up a bag with his fingers. Ooh, he can squash a tomato and tear a bit of paper. He can easily ignore carol singers. Ooh, Tom Rice is the greatest and the toughest sight I've seen. Susie is his wife, hello. But I was at school with Tom Rice, apparently, so I'm the one who's really in the know. Last time. Happy birthday, Mr. Rice. You're a doctor at St. Andrews. You're tough, but you're not that medical. You study films and stuff like that, and we all love you very much. I'll always put you up upon a pedestal.
Hmm.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, Al, as mentioned before, you're a fully professional drummer. Would you mind...
I've been paid to play the drums. It's not the same thing.
Well, there we go. Would you mind getting on the drum stool and hitting the circles?
If that's what's required.
I need everyone else to move up an instrument.
My toddler doesn't call them skins. She says the lids. You put the lids on the drums. Yes, I'll move over.
All right, then, Al.
I'll worry about it later.
Al's on the drums now. Okay, Al, a quick drumming test. Drum roll, please. Perfect. Can we have a 5-second funky rhythm? Deep. I want some deep rock. And can you throw a stick up and catch it in your mouth? Oh my word!
That was amazing.
Was that 2 or 3 foot?
All right.
To see that, to believe that, that was amazing.
What about a badum-tish?
Oh, the pause! The pause. Oh, Al, when you're playing drums by yourself, do you drum along to something, or do you just piss about by yourself?
Both.
Okay. Well, we're going to play a game now called "Who's Touched the Most Long Things Naughty." Everyone's going to play their instruments. I'm going to say some long things. If you've not touched one of the long things, you have to stop playing.
Okay.
The last person playing has touched the most long things, naughty.
Yeah.
Ben, you don't have an instrument there, so would you mind just sort of humming along?
Sure.
Okay. So, Al, you can dictate whatever rhythm you want, whatever your most comfortable place is. Oh, yeah. It's going to be the best ever game. Boom. A bit of humming, please, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So stop playing if you haven't touched a warm baguette. Yeah, we've all touched warm baguettes. Lovely, aren't they? A javelin. Everyone touched a javelin? When did you last touch a javelin, Al? Yeah, it's been a while. A wiggly worm. They're so wiggly, aren't they? Wet string, wet string, wet string. Everyone still playing? Why was it wet, Ben?
Been raining.
No? Yeah. War and Peace. War and Peace. That's a long one. Everyone touch War and Peace? Genuinely? Bullshit. A ponytail. Either on a pony or on a family member. A barge pole. Hey, you've all touched long... Never touched a barge pole. Never touched a barge pole, huh? Oh, it's a shame. We've lost out. Not touched it with a barge pole or a... Spaghetti in the last fortnight. Be honest. You've all had spaghetti in the last fortnight. Al's back in. Phoenix from the flame. Normally, once you're out, you're out. But because you're the guest, you can carry on. An elephant trunk or a giraffe neck or a snake or a hose.
Yep.
A basketball player. A basketball player. The pianist, which...
Oh, they have to be a professional.
Yes, a professional basketball player.
No.
who were you thinking of?
I was chatting to a cashier in Sainsbury's a couple of years ago, and she was just off to... It was the World Youth Basketball
Finals. I'll give you that.
She's
so it's just
professional,
you know,
by now, then.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Back in, Ed.
Just Ed, then. Just Ed. A didgeridoo with your mouth. The femur, the longest bone in the body. Gone with the Wind.
Well, the film.
Yeah. The Nile.
I've been touched by Gone with the Wind.
Oh, yeah, Nile Rodgers.
Oh, yeah. You've touched Nile Rodgers?
Yeah.
Gareth Bale's hair in 2016. Almighty, there on the drums.
He's the world's worst drummer.
He's definitely getting bogged down in the Steve Gatford.
It seems everyone now has a birthday at some point in the year. It's like Instagram or Facebook or the toxic Twitter sphere. But Mikey Cole is different. He doesn't have a birthday. Well, he does. It's on November the 1st, but he asked me not to say. And he said not to say how much biscuits he eats and that he never gets any fatter. Or that he works in finance and plays Pokemon Go, although Sean is definitely better. He said please don't mention that he won Crazy Gold, so we won't say that, Mikey Cole. And we won't say good luck for your PhD, which is all about the study of black holes, Mikey Cole. Okay, Al is now back on his traditional stool. Al, we're gonna play you a song now.
I've just uncanned a surprise stout. Oh, I was handed a beer, and it's come out black.
It's very black, isn't it?
You be careful. I had the worst stout in my life earlier.
But thank you again to Otter's Beers, Tears Beer.
For their lovely, lovely stout.
It wasn't one of those.
So this song, we're very excited about this, Al. It's probably the sad, well, the most moving song we've ever written. This is written by Ben and...
That's a low bar. The pianist.
It's a true family story, and we'd like to share it with you now. It's called Granddaddy.
Granddaddy and I did toil from morn to sundown, hands in soil. We grew those sweet green peas until our fingers they were raw. The peas were ripe, the pods they grew. The sweet green peas were all we knew. We'd pick them all with just the two of us down in the fields. Granddaddy would then grade the peas and check for those anomalies. They didn't score an A, you see. He'd throw the darn pea out. There was a special song he'd sing. He'd sing it as he sorted through. Next time you'll think of him when we sell our peas to you. This is the top of the crop, and if it wasn't you could blame us. A grade A, B, you see. We don't serve grade B or C. We'd never stoop down to D. So you can taste the anus. You can taste the anus. Taste the greenness, taste the sweetness, really taste the penis. Granddaddy checks the anus, so you can taste the penis. Granddaddy checks the anus, so you can taste the penis. Granddaddy checks the anus, so you can taste the penis. Taste the freshness, taste the greenness, taste the sweetness, really taste the penis. Taste the greenness, taste the sweetness, really taste the penis.
Very moving.
Terrible beat.
Love you, Grandad.
If Stephen Robbins sold sewing bobbins, there'd be Robbins, Bobbins, Steve Robbins, Bobbins, Robbins, Bobbins, Steve Robbins, Bobbins, everyone, Robbins, Bobbins, Steve Robbins, Bobbins. Now, Al, we haven't particularly mentioned where we are. Where are we today, Al?
Well, we're in the lounge of whatever the room's called at the Taskmaster House.
That's right. Would you like to do a task?
Of course I would.
Okay, well, we've got a task for you.
I wish I was still on it. It's my favourite job ever.
Oh, thanks, Al. You were my favourite contestant by miles.
Get to fuck. I've watched the programme since. Right.
So, Angela Scanlon did this same task last week. So you've got her total to beat. This may fall into your hands.
Okay.
You mind reading it out? The band will then play under the attempt.
Say the most famous people that Willip the bassist had heard of. Each person you must say, you say must have been born after the previous person you've said, oh, God, that nonsense again.
Yeah, so this was...
Okay.
I think you did this as a warm-up task for your
series. I think I may have done. Yeah. You have 2 minutes.
So Willip is the arbiter of fame here.
Yeah. But
when we say
know.
Most famous, we mean the highest number of famous people rather than the more famous than the others. Does that make sense?
No, not anymore. It made sense before you tried to qualify the bloody thing.
So it's the highest number of... You've just got to say some
just
famous people.
Just some famous people, and they've got to have died after each other.
And you've got to meet Scanlan. Do you want me to tell you Scanlan's talks?
No. Okay. Because Angela Scanlan is good at everything, and it would just demoralise me.
Good luck, Al.
My time starts when Ben, the fit drummer, it says here...
Yes.
...hits his cowbell, but he doesn't have to hit it yet. Tutankhamun.
Yes, he's heard him.
Julius Caesar.
Caesar, yes, he's heard of Caesar.
Augustus Caesar.
Born after
Jesus. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, yeah, born during the reign of Jesus.
Yeah. St. Paul.
Yes, he's heard of St. Paul. There's going to be a long move forward here, I feel.
Emperor Constantine.
Oh, what dates?
Oh, the 500s.
Okay, we'll give you it.
Okay. William the First.
Yes.
William the Second.
Yes.
Matilda. Queen Matilda. Henry the First.
Yes.
Henry the Second.
Have you heard of him? Yes.
Richard the First. King John.
He's nodding.
Henry the Third. Henry the Fourth.
Oh, yeah.
Henry the Fifth.
Oh, clever.
Edward the Fourth. Richard the Third.
Heard of him?
Henry the Seventh. Henry the Eighth.
You've got 1 minute and 5 seconds left.
Catherine of Aragon.
Yeah. Yes.
Then Queen Mary. This is the right of birth order, this. Queen Mary.
I'm going to check all of this.
Queen Elizabeth. Edward the Sixth. James the First.
James the First, yeah.
Charles the First. Charles the Second.
Yes, yeah, still nodding.
James the Second.
Oh.
William the Fourth.
William the Fourth. We had a William
Queen
the
Anne.
Yes, yeah, still nodding. 35 seconds left.
George First, George Second, George Third, George Fourth.
Whoa, he's on a roll.
William Four.
Oh, we've had William Fourth.
No, we haven't had William the Fourth.
Okay, sorry.
William the Fourth.
Right.
Queen Victoria. Edward the Seventh.
18 seconds.
George the Fifth.
Have you heard of Edward the Seventh? No, we're not.
Oh, don't
that.
Be ridiculous.
He's not heard of him, Al.
George the Sixth.
Yeah.
Queen Elizabeth the Second.
Have you heard of Queen Elizabeth the Second?
Prince Charles.
5 seconds.
Prince Edward. Princess Anne.
4 seconds.
Prince Andrew. I got it in the wrong order. And me.
Oh. Are you younger than Prince
all
Andrew?
All of them. I'm younger than all of them.
So,
a lot less celebrities than Angela went for, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I went route one.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell
history
you that
stuff.
Al Murray scored a total of 45. Scanlan. 14.
14. She had 2 minutes.
Yeah.
But you could just do the...
She didn't have a system.
She went Theresa May very early.
People often do.
That's the thing to do. You got to go way back. Way back.
Well done, Al. You win a green T-shirt.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it a T-shirt on which I can see the penis? It being green.
I don't know what you mean.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, ooh baby, yes, whoa, whoa, doobie-doo. This song is for Mez. Milo's dad is a straight-up guy who invented the custard dream. He can get engine oil out of cashmere clothes by using his patented steam. And Mez is short for Meredith, which is definitely a straight-up guy's name. We're sorry we missed your birthday, Cass is definitely to blame. But why is Mez such a straight-up guy? I'll tell you now, thank heavens. Cass told us Mez's wife standing up. We salute you, Meredith Evans. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Ooh, baby, yes, whoa, whoa, doobie-doo. Mm-mm, oh, yeah, ooh, baby, yes, this song is for men.
Oh, hey, Al, it's game time.
Another
game, yes. And this time it's...
Hot on the heels of the last game.
Well, this is double game. It's Rolls-Royce followed by bank tattoos. First of all, Al, do you want to win a Rolls-Royce?
Yes.
All you've got to do is say the name of a Roy of my choosing whilst rolling your R's for the longest time in one breath. If you win, you'll get a Rolls-Royce if things go our way.
All right.
Your Roy is from South Africa. Do guess if you know which Roy I'm talking about. From South Africa. is strong. I don't like this Roy. This Roy smells funny. This Roy is getting more and more popular. It's a great, robust alternative to black tea because it doesn't have any caffeine.
Oh, yeah. I know what it is.
Right. Rooibos. So you've got to say the word rooibos for as long as possible, rolling your R's.
Okay.
30 seconds to beat, and that's okay. Ben Shepherd's score. Your time starts when your Roy starts.
Circular breathing. Ask the horn player.
Joe, would you mind reading out the score?
26.5 seconds, Al.
Shepherd is safe. I thought I had the shepherd there.
Shepherd is safe.
But the shepherd is eternal.
Second game. I'm going to get a new tattoo next
week. Another game.
Yeah.
Right.
I was going to get a new tattoo next week. I was thinking of getting the logo of a bank. So the game is you have to shout your name if you think you know what the bank's logo is. The person who gets the most points, I'm going to get their name under the tattoo.
Lloyd's Bank.
No. So I'm going to say the name.
Sorry.
I'm going to say the name of the bank. Then you say what the logo is.
All right. Sorry. Okay,
but you have to shout your own name first of all.
Okay.
So you only get
one
buzz per bank. Right, yeah. Okay. So the winner, I'll get your name underneath the tattoo.
Right. Okay.
So some banking music, please, underneath from the pianist. Barclays.
Mark.
Mark got there first.
Griffin.
It's not a Griffin.
A Midland Bank.
Owls, like a hexagon shape.
No.
Ed.
Yes, Ed.
It's an eagle.
It is an eagle. It's a blue eagle, dates back to 1690, 230 years before the Nazi one. Lloyd's Bank. What happened there? Did you shout a horse?
Well,
shout
a horse.
Well, you've got to shout your own name. Ben, it's you.
Well, horse.
It is a horse, a yes. Horse. So it's one you. One over there.
One to me.
Ben gets one.
Will
Ed
gets
one. RBS.
Al.
Yes, Al.
The letters RBS.
No.
Yeah, that's their logo.
No.
No, it is. I've been outside one of their banks.
No.
Yes, mate. It's Scottish like flag, anyway.
It's what? It's like a portcullis, yes. It's four blue arrows pointing to a square. It's just
whatever.
Everyone enjoying the game? HSBC. HSBC.
Al.
Yes, Al.
It's the letters HSBC.
That's not the logo. That's the name of the bank.
No,
yes, Ben.
It's
the
like, logo.
A sort of two crisscross, red,
I'll give
two
you that.
Symbols.
Four red triangles pointing all over the place. NatWest.
Al.
Yes, Al.
It's the words NatWest.
No, it's not that. Anyone else?
Joe.
Yes, Joe. Welcome to the
shape.
Game.
It's a shape.
It is a shape, yeah. Three red cubes in the shape of a triangle.
A shape.
Final one, Nationwide. This
Al.
Is the one I really want. Yes, Al.
It's that tattoo you've got.
Joe.
Ben.
It probably will be.
House.
It is a house, sort of. It's a sort of house with a chimney in the shape of a letter P with a big blue Pac-Man eating the roof. Thank you. Yeah, boy, let's end the podcast there.
Yeah, boy.
Al. Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy.
Al, have you got anything you'd like to add?
You're on podcast. Numbers. I'd like to add some numbers together. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Just trying to...
That is the stuff.
No, you got that completely wrong. It's
flat
boom.
Oh.
Yeah, it's still too complicated. You see, overplaying it again. Just a flam. There we go, fine.
Do you want to mention your podcast, Al?
Yes, I have a podcast. Yes. In which I talk to... That's the wrong music. Doomy music. Something really doomy.
I think he's saying doomy, not doom.
Sounds like doomy.
Oh, no,
I
mean doomy.
Doomy.
Sexy music.
I'm not that kind of pianist now, actually.
I do a podcast with the historian James Holland.
Yes, you do.
Where we talk about the Second World War called We Have Ways of Making You Talk. This is exactly right.
Yeah.
And... because he knows all about it, and I'm sort of interested in it. So we the cowbell is totally wrong. Well, I know, unless we're invading the steps of somewhere with loads of cows on it. But so we talk about the war in it, and that's it, basically.
Is it weekly?
It is weekly. In fact, I think we've just gone bi-weekly. But the week before last, for the anniversary of the Battle of Arnhem, which is a big thing that happened, a bridge too far, people may have seen that, we went there and walked the battlefield and... talked about it and all that, which was kind of...
And it's just the two of you?
Just the two of us.
No guests, no
the
musicians?
The occasional guest, yeah. No musicians.
Bank tattoos? Do you play bank tattoos?
Well, there's some people who say that the banks caused the war, so maybe we need to talk about that, yeah.
Who says
they're
that?
They're idiots. Lunatic idiots.
Lunatic idiots. Okay. Well, thank you. We will all tune into that.
No, you won't. But
not
I
all
mean,
of us,
but
no.
There might
no.
be some crossover.
Yeah,
there's
got to be a crossover.
Yeah.
There's got to be a
one
crossover.
One person.
That'll do. I'll take one person.
Mm. I'm enjoying on BBC One, Match of the Day. Have you seen Match of the Day?
Never heard of it.
It's not bad. Okay. we're going to say goodbye now. Well then, thank you to Ben, Will, Jeremy or something, Joe and Mark for the music, Joe Walker for being super cool, Joel Porter for being super chill. Thanks to you for listening, and many thanks to our best guest ever, by some distance, Mr. Al Murray!
Yeah, I thought I was pretty good.
Better than that, this is the last episode of the series.
No, what?
If you've donated on Patreon and you haven't heard your jingles, we apologise. It will be along as soon as possible. Thank you for all your support. It's very much appreciated. Without you, we couldn't do it. Meanwhile, there is an ace song to follow by Mr. Willard Collier. Enjoy that. Good luck, everyone. Sleep well. And good morning, wherever you are.
I like 20, but I don't like 21. Huh, figures. I like fat, but I don't like thin. Huh, figures. I like Princess Leia, but I don't like Qui-Gon Jinn. Huh, figures. I like pancakes, but only if they're crispy. Huh, Finders.
There follows some important information about Patreon. Also, this is your final $5 holler. Thank you. James Wicks, A-Pod, Andrew Needham. Andrew Needham. Envy Fiona Harris. Yes, Fiona Harris. Kenneth Creer, Mark Forbes, thank you to all of you for your donations. Thank you to Steve Hannon, St. Eve Hannon, for continued contributions. And thanks to James Ard, hello, Diago the dog. Hello, Diago. Also, Adrian Dare, we owe you a new one. That'll be next series, because this is the last episode of the series. Do keep contributing. We will try to make sure we're up to date next series. I don't think we're behind, but there will also be a slight restructuring of payments, which is exciting. Money will keep being taken out of your accounts monthly, so if you want to stop that, you need to stop it. Don't stop it if you don't want that. We're very grateful. I need to also say we can't repeat everyone's dingles. We sometimes do, but we can't repeat everyone's, otherwise it would only be dingles. Birthdays and anniversaries are suddenly popular. They cost $100. That's the deal. Finally, we have a new system where we will send you all your MP3s of your own dingle. So if you buy a dingle, you will receive your dingle via email. Okay, so that's exciting. Meanwhile, have a lovely Christmas. We will see you mid to late January. Woo! Oh yeah, and this music, I promise, is an original. From the pianist.
Sam Wood is your name, and a very nice name it is too. Although it also sounds like an answer to who would like to go to the zoo. Who would like to go to the zoo? Oh, I know, Sam Wood. Sam Wood like to go to the zoo. Oh, Sam Wood, that's good. Would Sam like some wood when he goes to the zoo? Would Sam like some wood? I'll ask. Sam Wood, would you like some wood from the zoo? Yes, Sam Wood would like some wood because he's trying to make a cask. Nathan Mills has come to town, so bring your kids and gather round. He's got a special sort of car that runs on cabbage, meat and tar. And if you give him 15 quid, he'll let you look under the lid. So come and gawp at Nathan Mills and his crazy car that pays the bills.
Oh my gosh, have you heard about this guy? I tell you all, you other guys, you gotta beware. 'Cause this guy is the guy all you guys should be like. He's called Maxim Boyd Alexander Sinclair. What's he do? He's a greengrocer. Before that, Max was a cheesemonger. He's done an MSc. He's a sort of postman. He's what I wanted to be when I was younger. Maxim Boyd Alexander Sinclair.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.